Hello, oh, that was terrible. Where's the energy on that one, Adam? I had none.
Go.
Are you ready? You ready? Hello and welcome to episode 586 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan, in Tubing in Germany. With me, as always, is...
Adam in Vancouver.
What is going on in Vancouver, Adam?
I don't know. Nothing.
Are you keeping it warm for me? That's what I want to know.
No, it's not warm.
Yeah, I'm coming there. We're going to go there later this year. I'm not telling you when. I'll tell you when. Like, I'll tell you when off the air.
Okay.
Go look out your window. I'm there. Okay.
Are you there?
Hey, buddy. Hey. No.
Why are you wearing such a tight shirt?
I can't help it. I did push-ups on the plane. It was, I was that guy. Could you imagine being that guy who's just in the back like, oh, hang on, I just got to bust out some push-ups. Hold up. Yeah, nobody look. And then you whip your shirt off and you're just doing squats.
I've been on a lot of planes. I've not met that guy, but maybe one day.
I want to be that guy.
Yeah, I know you
no,
do.
No, I don't want to be that guy. Which guy on the plane do you want to be? I don't know. The guy who sleeps the whole time. That's what I
want. Yeah, that's a good guy.
I'm not that guy. I'm the guy who's busy profiling the entire plane. That guy doesn't talk to his mom. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy. All right. I do want to hear more about Vancouver, but Patreon, you want to help us out, go to our website, twohosers.com. Find the Patreon link, click on that, and pledge a couple of bucks a month, and that's kind of what pays the bills around here. And thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers and our future ones as well. So what are you doing in Vancouver? Is it got baseball season? You got your indoor practice? What are you doing?
No. It all starts really tomorrow. The baseball practice and games will start in about 2 weeks. But it all starts tomorrow. Spring break. It was spring break here for the last 2 weeks. So nobody schedules really anything. Like extracurriculars for the most part are sort of not scheduled for spring break. A lot of people go away this year. We did not. We weren't quite ready for a big spring break trip, but a lot of people did go away, and therefore, people don't book things like baseball or musical theater or none of those things. So you kind of have 2 weeks to do whatever.
Ah, I see. So what did you do for spring break?
Lisa took the kids to Vernon for a few days. I worked. They did like a staycation. They went one night to a hotel in Richmond, like the River Rock. I worked. And then Jack did a baseball camp. There was like a 4-day baseball camp. We thought, oh, let's just get him doing something. And it was just kind of a fun camp he did with some of his friends. So he did that for a few days. So, and then just little day trip things. And that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is spring in the air, or are you finally getting that nice weather?
Not really. I mean, there's little glimpses of nice weather, but we haven't seen, I'm sure, what you're talking about. We haven't seen any 15 degrees and sunshine all day or anything like that.
Okay, yeah. We've been lucky. Like the last week has been like, honest to God, like 20 degrees, sunshine, like outlandish.
No.
Wait for it. Wait for it, though. Probably going to snow later this week. So, for real, like this forecast is for 3 days of potentially snow. So,
okay,
yeah, that'll be fun. That's because our first team's baseball season. We had an exhibition game yesterday and glorious weather, and then the season opens next Saturday, and it's probably going to get snowed out, which is awesome.
Okay,
baseball,
yay!
Yeah, that is fun. So, we got daylight savings time here finally today.
Great.
Yeah, well, it's two weeks behind you guys. You guys already did it. Am I the only one who, like, I hear everyone saying we got to abolish it, we got to pick a horse. Am I the only one who actually likes daylight savings time?
I don't know. I haven't asked around, but I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I'm sure I would adapt either way. But at this time of year, I sure like it. I like the fact that, you know, it's light out forever. So starting, I don't know what time sun's down was yesterday, but I'm guessing 7:30, 7:40. I don't know.
Okay.
It's nice. It's nice to have that evening light.
Well, that part, yeah, for sure. But what they're saying is they want to keep it. They want to stay with daylight savings and then keep it like right how it is now. Leave it there. But I say it gets really dark in the mornings then.
Right.
And so like my kids go to school pretty early. My daughter starts school at 7:45. And she can't ride her bike to school.
Well, now she can. It's late.
I'm saying in the wintertime, if they were to not go back an hour, it would be like it's bad now. It would be even worse. So
that's the reason we shouldn't do it.
Yeah, I like it. Or, I mean, worst case, and this is highly controversial, so buckle your seatbelts. I say just we go in the fall, we fall back half an hour and leave it. Walk away. Split the difference and walk away.
Okay. All right, you've spoken. Mine. Yeah.
My best solution would be just make it optional. Like daylight savings, just like personally on your own, if you feel like it.
Sure. Seems to make sense, yeah.
Dude, why are you an hour? I'm not an hour late. You're an hour early.
I'm on my time. See how
that would go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone would be early.
Okay.
Think about it. Think about it. Who's in charge of daylight savings?
Father time. Mother time.
Father time?
Yeah.
Nah. I don't know. We'll find out who's it. I don't know. Stephen Harper? Is he still the prime minister?
Yeah.
Is he still in? Jean Chrétien? Yeah. Hey, Jean Chrétien, if you're listening... half hour or optional. I'm good either way. Yeah. Reminder, monthly challenge this month is shallow depth of field. I've seen a few people post already, Adam. Throw it on Instagram, hashtag that, two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at two hosers and we will check that out. That's next week, Adam.
Okay. That's
you only have a couple of days to get your shallow doff in.
Gonna have to get to that. Yeah.
Have you done it yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Me neither.
Okay.
I still have time. There's still plenty of time for me to disappoint everybody.
Okay.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week? And why not? It's spring break. You should have done pitch and putt. No. Pitch and putt.
I did not. No. No. It would have been way too wet at pitch and putt. Pitch and putt would not have been a thing. I don't even know if they're opened yet, just because of how. What it would probably be. Nope, didn't shoot anything. Family was mostly away, though, so that's part of it. I was kind of solo act for a good chunk of the last 2 weeks. So, nope, didn't. Thought about it for the baseball camp I went to watch one of the days, and I thought, man, I'm like, no, I'm not shooting this. It was just kind of a fun time. Plus, they're out at Latrace Field, which is a turf field with, you know, all the, like, different markings on it. Like, there's part of it looks baseball, part of it doesn't. So, no, I didn't want to bother taking the camera. Plus there's kids that I wouldn't have known there. People might have thought it was weird with the long lens. So no photos for me and not even a photo of the dog or anything. So there you go. No photos. It's coming though. I'm kind of being patient because the first baseball games are, you know, very short distance away. So I'm being patient. I'll probably try to do some fun photos with the team once things kind of get rolling.
Does he play games at Latrakia this year or no?
No. That was just because it was a spring break tournament. They expected to rain every day in Vancouver. That's the only place to do turf. So
okay. Yeah. See, Latrace Field, like back when I first came up, it was Minoru Field. It was Minoru Park. And I played there. It was different. They've rebuilt. It was grass and it was a little bit different field. But then one of the coaches involved in my program was a guy named Bob Latrace. And he basically did a huge, huge part in building Richmond baseball. And he unfortunately passed away my first year that I was there. Second year he passed away. And then that's where they named it after him. And that's why it's Latrace Field.
Okay.
And there you go. And we always referred to it as Latrakey for some reason because we thought it was hilarious.
That is funny.
Yeah. We're pretty funny people. Yeah. The other day, I'll tell you some of the... funny jokes we had. Excellent stuff. But it was weird. I kind of want to show my son, like, go take him to all the ballparks I played at. But that one's gone. And, you know, like it's there now, but it's brand, like you said, it's a brand new field. I think it's symmetrical, right? Like it's a regular field. The fence, outfield fence.
They have like a wheel in one that they put up. Like I think one of the Delta Blue Jays or something played the other day. They put up like a big roll on fence that they can put up. Yeah.
Okay. So when I was playing there, it was a weird field because there was tennis courts out in right center field.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We had deep, like left and right field were deep, like 360 feet and down the lines. And then it jutted in right in right center field called the short porch. So, but I heard that's gone now. So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go, everybody. It's baseball field. There go you to go. Google Earth and look it up if you want. I don't care.
I got a new phone. Let me say.
I want to hear the new phone story.
Yeah. My phone just died. We just woke up one day. Okay. It worked fine all day and then woke up, would not power on. Like zero, could not get any kind of charge or anything. It was an old iPhone 7, so it was its time, but it was so sudden. It wasn't indicators that it was just going to die like that. It literally worked perfectly the day before, even on one charge. It wasn't like, I had to charge it every 12 seconds in order to use it. Nope, it was fine, and then just died instantly. So so I got a new phone.
And what'd you get?
I got the 11, the iPhone 11, because it was
yours goes to 11. What is the high end, like the super top one? What number are they on?
I think they're on 13. Yeah, 13's been out for a while too. So I think they're at 13. The 11 was everything and a million times more that I need from my phone, and it was just, you know, kind of cost versus what I need. It was kind of in the sweet spot.
What do they cost now?
$500, something like that.
Okay. And so you can buy it outright and then you don't have to be tied to a plan.
Yeah. And I already have a plan that I like, so I didn't want to bother with any of that. So I was just like, I'm just buying it outright.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, cause that's the deal here. I know it's a lot different, like in Vancouver or in Canada, a lot of like people, it's your phone is tied to like, it only costs $600, but you have to have a 3-year plan. And yet you're locked into blah, blah, blah. Here, I mean, I think they might still have that. I think they still have those plans, but they basically have a pay as you go. So I'm a pay as you go guy.
Mm.
So just for example, just to let you know how things are in North America versus here. So obviously that's all texting, all talking across Europe, like no roaming except for Switzerland. Thank you, Swiss. But that's all talking, all texting, and I get three gig of data, which I barely use, all for the price of $8 a month.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I noticed. And then you go to Vancouver and it's like, it's $8 to ask how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
They get
$8 a question. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't do that, but I don't even know. Do you guys even have, no one cares. I'll ask off the air. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shot mostly video this week. In fact, I've been getting back at it. I feel under the gun. Like Adam is like, how long is this going to take, buddy? Let's get going. So I know you're watching. And so I feel pressure to get it done. But there was some, supply delays. And so I couldn't get my sheet goods, but they finally got delivered last week since we've spoken, and, I've been on it. So expect, I shot part one of, I think the people are calling it a hall tree, like cubby holes with the hangers for coat hooks, a coat rack thing. I don't know. What do you call it?
I'm the wrong guy, man, to ask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm building one of those, like a garderobe auf Deutsch over top of the bench. So I shot part one and that's already up. You can see that. I'll put a link in the show notes here. And I'm filming part two as we speak. Like it's down there. I should have it painted tomorrow, installed the day after. So stay tuned for part two where I get that finished up.
Okay.
Holtzfellerwoodworking.com. Other than that, and then I shot the cover for our upcoming Game Day magazine. They want to do the Game Day. two years off because of COVID, of course. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do our day of, you know, flyer. What do you call it? Like the game day. Well, it's not called a game. It's not called a magazine. What do you, when you go
program
to the game program, but we can't call it program here because it'll confuse them.
Okay.
So Spieltag, that means game day. Our game day magazine shot the first one, and I will reveal that next week because the game's next Saturday, and I don't want to. I'll probably put it on Instagram, but we'll talk about it on next week's show.
Okay.
Pretty proud of this one, and kind of glad to be back doing that. I like the creative push that
sure.
it gives you. Yeah. Which is kind of something I need. All right. Challenge for this week. Bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of something witty there.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Let's just look at yours. Like we both did headshots, which is not really a surprise. Almost shot a dog photo just Ooh. To taunt you. Just to okay. taunt you.
But you didn't.
No, friends of mine came over and stayed here last night, and they brought their dog. Australian something, maybe?
Australian Shepherd, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's Australian Shepherd. Those are pretty small, right?
I don't know. I'm not a breed expert, but that's a breed.
Okay. I think it's not. It sounds like it was an Australian. Name is Archie. Does that help you?
Yeah. Archie. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Australian Shepherd.
Yeah. 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 Aussie Shepherd, we call it.
And now you want a dog because he was awesome.
Oh, I'm like, no, I have always wanted a dog. There's never been an issue. But now my kids are like, they did not want to let him go. But I did snap some photos, but nothing using bounce light because he was not happy with the camera.
Mm.
Like when I first brought the camera out, he got very rattled and barky and jumpy.
Mm.
So they were worried that maybe he thought it was a gun. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but... yeah, but instead went with headshots. So let's look at yours. This must be bounce and window.
This is bounce and reflector.
Okay. Explain. So
this is one flash off camera in a dark
okay,
room.
Okay, so there's a flash.
One flash, yeah, off camera, dark room with the black foamy thing bounced into the wall just in front of the subject. So to the subject's right, camera left. And then, so it hits the wall and then it comes back. And then my wife has got the giant silver reflector kind of like wrapped or kind of bowed around the subject's left side of face, camera right. And so that's creating the fill and also the fill on the wall to kind of lighten it up because it's very dark. This is like an ISO 100. It isn't an f2.8, but the power on the flash is, I think it was 1/64th power, like just a flick of light into the wall, back off the silver and again, creating the fill. So relatively simple to do. And I found that I would do it again. Easy portrait lighting.
Unfortunately, Adam, the challenge was bounce.
Mm-hmm, I bounced it.
Was it double bounce?
Okay, double bounce.
Like two bounces? No, I was very specific, like on trampoline.
Okay, yeah, double bounce. Yeah,
yeah. So this double bounce, unfortunately, this is like traveling in the NBA. Just too much. It's just too much.
Too much bouncing. I thought that was the whole thing. The more bounce, the better.
Oh, that's true. And she had like a bouncy ball. What do they call
it? I can't think of anything. Hey, do a good photo. And then I did a double good photo.
Yes, that's good point. No, this is really good. And what I thought it was window light. I thought, oh, okay, he's taken her close to a window and then added some silver reflector on the left-hand side. But you've essentially achieved that look anyways, artificially.
Mm-hmm. Really quickly, too. That was the part that I liked.
That is the part. I also appreciate that.
And soft light too. Like there's no cheating here. This is just out of camera. I think I might have, you know, played like generally played with the the highlights and shadows a little bit and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, this is nothing. This is no trickery here. This is how soft the light is coming off of Bear Flash snooted into the wall on very low on very low power, but kind of like putting a softbox really close to the face. Like she's standing like inches from the wall and I'm bouncing the light into the wall, then back up against her. So that's like a big light source really, really close to her face. So I love the soft light on the cheek and the nose and the forehead. Like normally, I mean, you're going to get some hot spots and have to do a little bit more kind of work to kind of even things out, but nope, no work required. The light on the cheek is really nice. And same with, the nose.
So the wall that you're bouncing it into, is it just next to her or like,
Yeah.
So it's not a wall facing her. It's just next to her and it kind of lights up.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Beside her cheek on camera. Right. That's the wall where you can see the shadow and
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well done then, because, I'm going to probably use this again, this move.
Yeah. And the reflector with someone holding it, just kind of, one of those big reflectors is handy for sure. For those doing portraits, if they don't have one of those giant reflectors, again, one thing that I would 100% turns a bang for your buck buy. They're maybe 50, 60 bucks. I don't know what they are anymore, but portable, light, versatile, way better than setting up another light, especially if you have someone in the vicinity that can hold it. It is a wildly useful tool.
Well, hold that thought because that's going to be our topic later.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Or teaser.
Teaser alert.
Yeah. So there's that. All right, I shot a couple because I shot a couple of my daughter in the sunset with the number 2 and 3 there, the ones with the sweatshirt that says love on it.
Yeah.
So I shot those first. That was my plan. It was just some amazing light, and I had my wife hold the silver bounce. Actually, it was a gold bounce on the right side of her face to sort of fill that in, which it did a pretty good job. It gives a pretty nice shape to the face, but I didn't love the pictures. For one, I shot them with the 5D Classic. And the bad news is it looks like that camera is on its last legs. Like really sad. Really sad. Essentially, the back wheel does not work.
Mm.
That's a problem. That means you cannot set the aperture. If you go in manual mode, all I can control is the shutter speed because that's top dial. And then I wonder if I could remap it. I'm not sure. I should look into that. But if I want to go into AV mode, I can't change the exposure compensation because that's the back wheel. So it's almost unusable now, that camera, unfortunately. So these two pictures came out very dark, and I raised them what do we use? Lightroom. I raised the exposures up, which was okay, but overall, what are your thoughts on these two?
They look good. Yeah, I don't have any issues with them.
I think it's a weird perspective because this was shot with the 50 mil in close, which I don't normally do. But you've shot some things with the 50 recently, and I thought, I'm neglecting the 50. Let's get that out and see what we can do. And for some reason, it just kind of, I don't know, the perspective looks weird.
Yeah, yeah, her nose sticks out more for sure comparing it to your other photo.
Making fun of my daughter?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay. No, that's the part that I notice in the photo is her nose. And then I look at the other photo and I'm like, yeah, it looks like two different people almost.
Yeah, that's what's weird. So the other one I shot today, like I just wasn't happy with those two. They're fine. They would have been, only did one bounce. So technically I'm a winner. But I was just like, not my best. So let's go out in the noonday sun and try again. So I positioned her sort of with some shade hitting most of her, but the sun hitting her hair and part of her left shoulder. And then my wife is standing just out of frame with the white. balance. The silver was way too much in this light. So okay. she has the white one right up just out of frame, and that's what's lighting her up.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I like it.
Which do you like better?
I like this one better.
So this is with the 70 to 200 at about 180, 180 mils, because this is the lens that I dropped. And I generally get sharp pictures as long as I don't go out to 200 mils. So I stay at 180. And this one is a hint soft. It's not soft. Like, the focus is off a little bit. The focus is on her hair, even though I focused on her eye. This one, not as egregious as the other one, because the other one I had was a much nicer photo. Like, really, I really like it's a photo. Because this one's fine, whatever, I don't care. The other one I really liked and would keep, except it's really out of focus just because that lens, so it just intermittently focuses. Boo. But yeah. I wanted to use the super long focal length to really crush that background.
Right.
So, like, that's looking behind her is my garbage can and winter tires in my carport.
Gotcha.
Hence, well, maybe I did shoot my depth of field, my shallow depth of field challenge.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that. So bounce came in handy here, obviously, but overall, fine. Wish my camera or my lens would focus. That's the issue here.
Yeah, so it looked like a lot of gear trouble for you this week. 5D quitting, 70 to 200 failing, 50 millimeter warping. What's next?
That's user error.
Okay.
That's not the lens. That's me just being in too close.
Yeah.
No, and meanwhile, my 40D seems to be really not going to happen. I'm not sure. Like, it keeps threatening to die. Only half works. But now it's not getting any battery life. And so probably a function of the batteries being the first batteries ever invented. Right. So, they're worn out.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to replace them, because if that camera's dying and the 5D the classic is dying, they're going to both go in the garbage anyways. So no point in replacing those batteries. So I will donate them to your old iPhone, Adam.
Okay. Okay.
If they want, you want to get that going. So there's that. So I don't know, like all of this and the abuse that I'm putting my 5D Mark III through in shooting all the, woodworking videos, a lot of sawdust. It's getting banged around quite a bit. My policy is just shoot. Don't worry about it. And it could be sooner than later that I'm in the market for a mirrorless, spiegellos camera.
Okay.
So I'll probably just grab yours when you're not looking. I think that's probably the cheapest option for me.
Yeah.
100% off retail. That's kind of what I like.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, you'll end up getting a new one out of the deal, too, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right. Topic this week, Adam, is bounce light.
Okay. Now,
I'm going to come out and just say it. I hate bounce light. I hate it.
Why?
Well... Like a lot.
Oh, I shouldn't ask that. I take that back. I'm not asking why.
No, I want you to defend it. I want you to hear me out and let me know if I'm insane or if I have a point here. Now, we've talked about it before, even before today. We've talked about it quite a few times in the past, and I think in the past I have been a proponent of bounce light. Now, I'm talking about getting a big bounce board and just bouncing light, not the bouncing it with a flash and all that stuff. I'm talking about a full-on light disc, bounce board, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think I have really been pro bounce board up until recently.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
I think so. I would have called you pro bounce.
Yeah. I might have been wrong. I think I was wrong. Why do I hate it so much? And am I wrong? Let's do this, Schwartz. Let's break this down.
Okay.
Here's the biggest part, and it's my antisocial behavior. It involves using another person.
Okay.
Well, you don't bounce. How often do you self-bounce?
No, most of the time I don't. I ask somebody to hold it. Usually one of my children or my wife. That's my bounce in a nutshell.
How's it going with your kids bouncing? How's their reaction?
No, they're fine. If I don't ask them to do it very often.
Okay.
So they're fine. And now that they're older, they're more reliable to bounce, because when they were young trying to bounce, that was a gong show. So it right. was, okay. it was never the way that I wanted them to do it. And they would, their arms would just basically keep lowering as they would hold it. So yeah, definitely it's a job for an older child or for a spouse.
This was the main reason is not the main reason. This is one of the reasons is that I hated that. I hated So involving another person in there adds another variable to your photo.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to worry what they're doing, and therefore you have less control than you would like over the final product. That's what I hate about it.
Sure.
I also don't like lugging them around anymore.
They're nothing.
Yeah, but they don't match my handbag.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
No, they're not. They're nothing. I'm not talking about the physical, like, because I'm really strong, Adam. So right. Like, that's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm just talking about the annoyance. I mean, I guess then one good part is like you could sit on it if you had to. Like if you were out there and the park bench is wet, you could sit on the cover.
Sure.
So maybe I don't hate bounce. No, I still do, maybe. So I don't like, I think it's just way less control, because here's my one thing is I don't know anybody who's really, really good at bouncing. I know people who can bounce acceptably, but results vary. I've seen your wife bounce. Your wife is very keen at bouncing. Your wife is very helpful to you photographically. I've never seen her bitch and cry about having to help you.
I did. I just, while you're talking about this, my wife and bouncing and where bouncing, I'm going to make an argument for why bouncing is so awesome. When I photographed my cousin's wedding, I don't know how many years ago that was. I'm going to say 7, maybe it's more, 8 years ago. We did these photos that I still remember, some of my favorite photos of the wedding party in a courtyard outside on a super sunny day. And 100% of those photos are lit by bounce provided by my wife. And without the bounce, the photos would have been acceptable, but like just blah. And the bounce is right. 100% what made them. And I mean, you could, if you had a whole studio set up in this courtyard, achieve the same effect. But that's kind of the point, is that one person holding a bounce in the right situation, like the one you did with your daughter, it is magnificent, the results. And the difference between with and without is extraordinary, considering no setup time whatsoever. Just, again, that one variable that you mentioned, that's a big variable.
Right. That's what's getting me, because what my point is I honestly don't know how. I don't know how you could be, like, I'm not talking about being acceptable at bouncing, like, oh yeah, the face was dark, you've thrown some light on it, the end. I want it, like, I like, there is an art to bouncing, about where to position the bounce board, how to flex it, like how high do you hold it, where do you bounce, where's the light coming from. There's a lot of, like, it's a lot of geometry involved.
Okay.
So there's a hard science to it, but then there's the art application about, like, okay, but what if I shade it over, you know, to this side of the face, or what if I do that? Like, there's so much that can be done with a good bounce disc, and I don't feel that the people that I get doing it are good enough to handle that.
You're not teaching them.
Okay. I'm interested to see, like, is your wife the bounce master?
No, I think she's like, most of what we get is stand here, hold it about that height, and then take a couple shots, and then, oh, let's try making this adjustment. We'll bend it, or we'll raise or lower it. It's just a little bit of that, but she's very cooperative in terms of making the adjustments, yeah.
As is my wife. I don't want to give, I'm not comparing your wife to mine, and you know, although shoe size, very different. I'm not comparing at all. Like, my wife is very, she's very helpful. She's like very similar to your wife in that regard. But here's where it breaks down for me is I honestly don't know how anybody could be good at, like, really, really good at bouncing if you don't know how to shoot photos.
Okay.
Like really, not just snapshots, but in terms of like lighting and composition and blah, blah, blah. For example, I would happily, I would love it if you came and bounced for me because you know what you're doing photographically, and therefore you would actually shape the light on the subject.
Right.
And you would give me different things. If I said to you, hey, you know, oh, wait, you, can you, yeah, can you make it look a little more concave and shade it off, you know, towards the ear a little bit? You would do that. I snap. Did you hear that? You would do it that fast.
Right.
You know, like.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. For sure. If you had, you know, an assistant who was quite skilled in this aspect and was also a photographer, then sure, that would be the perfect scenario. But I mean, I'm sure what you're doing and what I'm doing and what most photographers are doing are basically now it's like a voice activated light stand. It's sort of the same situation. You have to direct them as to what to do. And so yes, that's an extra variable that you have to control, but you're still, as the photographer, you're still controlling that. I need a little bit more light here or a little bit more light there. So they're not just giving it to you. You have to direct it, but you still,
right.
It's still your photo. You're not relying on, oh, whatever they do is, I mean, at least I'm not.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is if I were bouncing for you, I would do what you know, hey, you tell me, hey, we want this. I would do that. But then I would also give you other options really quickly that you could see. I would notice about it. Like, I'm telling you, if I were to come bounce for you, you would think your wife is the worst, just a joke at bouncing. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
You call that bouncing? Why don't you just give them the king? No, you wouldn't think that about your wife. But I'm just saying that it's next level. But the problem is, anybody who's really good at bounce is going to be shooting their own photos, so they don't have time to bounce for you.
Right.
So therein lies the rub, and that is why I hate bounce.
Okay.
For me, it's like, here's an example. It's like shooting video and editing video. If you want to be good at shooting video, like going out and shooting a project, you better be good at editing. And vice versa. If you want to be good at editing, get out there and shoot. You know what to look for. One will make you better at the other. And I can't imagine anybody being good at shooting video if they don't know how to edit it together.
Right.
Like, but I do. I've seen people. Like, I've seen shooters who just like, they just, yeah, we'll just shoot and shoot and shoot. And let the guy deal with it later, or the woman. It doesn't have to be a guy. I don't know why I said that. Let the editor deal with it later. And that's not good. That doesn't make you a good shooter. So I find the same with bounce, in this case, bounce and shooting. One will make you better at the other.
Okay, I agree.
Okay, good, good. So you, Adam also hates bounce.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. I'm just going to edit it so you said it.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just say, I need one clean where you just say, good call. No, hey, good call, man. You've completely changed my mind. Okay, go.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, man. Don't you know how the news works, buddy?
Yeah.
That's how. That's how they do it. It's all editing. So, I don't know. I don't know what's gonna. I don't know what's gonna change my mind on this. Maybe I need to shoot some more bounce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
You need to train your child, and then by the time they're 16, then they're gonna be masters.
And hate me.
That's true. Yeah. There's that.
So, there's that. yeah. All right. Maybe I'll shoot some more, and we'll see how it goes. I don't think my wife cares to be better at bounce. I don't think it's on her top 10 list of priorities to get better at bouncing light for me.
Right.
So there you go. We'll ask your wife and see what she has to say. I'm going to say it's the same.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay, there you go. That's why I hate it. All right, challenge for next week, Adam, is our monthly challenge.
Right.
Hello?
Shallow depth of field.
Shallow depth of field. Throw that on Instagram. Hashtag it. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better. Do both of those things, easy for me to say, and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check that out next month. Websites, Adam, you still in? You don't even Instagram anymore, do you?
Hardly. I mean, I have to do it. Sunny the Woodle and Adam Two Hosers. I say that, and I get busy doing other stuff, and it doesn't get done. But yeah, those two Instagram accounts exist.
Can you get one of Sunny bouncing some light? That would be nice.
Oh, I'll tie it to her collar or something. Just a little bounce. Yeah.
Or just paint her white and she is the bounce.
That's true. Yeah.
Something to consider. I'm not saying it's the worst idea in the world. you can go find my videos at holzfellerwoodworking.com, or you just click on the links on our webpage. See what I'm building. You can go to alanatridge.com if you see what you want to see what I was doing in 2011. What else we got? Oh, I'm on Instagram, Two Hosers on Instagram, Holzfeller Woodworking on Instagram. But the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.